USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. There was a shooting Saturday at a store in Florida. At least four people were killed at a Dollar General in Jacksonville. Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman.
This is a tragic moment. My heart is heavy, and I'm just tired seeing all the shooting.
Jacksonville Mayor Donna Deegan said the shooting is, quote, unacceptable. One of former President Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case remains jailed. Harrison Floyd was denied bond Friday after being considered a flight risk. Floyd is charged with racketeering, conspiracy, and influencing a witness. He turned himself in Thursday before Trump, but did not have a lawyer and did not reach a bond agreement before he surrendered. 6 in 10 Americans believe Trump should stand trial before the 2024 election.
A Politico Ipsos poll released Friday shows 62% of people surveyed think Trump should be tried before the election on federal charges he mishandled classified documents. 61% said the 2020 election interference case should be tried before Americans vote for a president next November. I'm Julie Ryan.
Bob Barker has died.
Actual retail price is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
Barker, of course, most associated with The Price is Right. He hosted the game show for 35 years, winning 19 Daytime Emmy Awards and a Lifetime Achievement Honor in 1999. Bob Barker was 99. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 33 counties as a tropical wave in the Gulf is expected to develop and move toward the state. Forecasters say the storm will track to the west coast of Florida, bringing several inches of rain late Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Power is slowly coming back for thousands of homes and businesses in West Michigan after at least 7 tornadoes ripped across the state. The utility company expects crews to restore service to most customers by Sunday evening. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy ordered flags on Saturday lowered to half staff at the Capitol. In a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, McCarthy said he directed the move to honor the 13 brave American heroes who died tragically during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan 2 years ago. Workers across the country want more flexibility with their jobs and are willing to sacrifice to achieve it.
Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says employers have a challenge ahead of them.
Nearly 9 out of 10 workers, those who are either working or looking for full-time work, support a 4-day work week.
Hamrick says the data from a recent Bankrate survey shows that workers are willing to change jobs, even take lower pay if it means they can work 4 days per week. He says people learned during the pandemic that they can get as much done at home or in a hybrid work environment as they can in the office. I'm Dave Collins.
USA basketball is off to a winning start in the FIBA World Cup from the Philippines. It was a 99-72 victory over New Zealand on Saturday. Up next for Team USA, they'll take on Greece on Monday. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.